This recording, Nova Scotia 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When sunlight strikes rainbows in the air, they act as a prism and form like a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I thought I'd start with just telling you that I was 38 years old. I'm single, and I've worked many jobs, from working with the mentally handicapped to working as a trackman with the CNR, the Canadian National Railroad. And right now I'm working as a Sears associate, catalog shopping. And I have a few things that you might not find too boring, so I thought I'd start with a few embarrassing moments that I've had. One is related to acting, and I thought I'd try my hand out at acting for a while, just with the Kippewa Showboat Company here in Halifax, and just as an extra, so that was fine, and maybe a little dance I'd have to do. But the gentleman in charge decided he was going to write a little play about a lady who was a pregnant lady who got stuck on an elevator and went into labor. And, of course, he couldn't find anybody to do this with him. And so he's pulling me aside and asking me to do it. And I said, well, I'm not an actress. You know, I just like being the center of attention, so I get on stage every now and again. But he insisted, so even with my memory, I tried to memorize all of the play, which I did. But I memorized it word by word. So when he started to ad-lib, I got off track there, and I was waiting for the last word, which never came, and so I skipped from the first scene to the third scene. So the play was a little shorter than I had expected it to be, and everyone else. So afterwards, when we're talking to the people, I swore they must have thought I was an actual pregnant woman, because I had a pillow in my blouse and stuff, but they must have figured he must have found the first pregnant woman that he could have to play the part.